Hello, people. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about pictures and some of the testing and things I've been trying in my own life. And I want to give you some actual honest feedback on what kind of worked and what hasn't kind of worked. So let's dig in. So let's look at a few fun things today. What I want to do is I want to keep giving you guys lots of my experiences because, you know, if we're honest, you know, we're all smart enough to find specifics if we know what to look for. The challenging thing is not knowing what to look for. And so what I hope to do more and more on the podcast is really give you things from my voice that I've found and also from my experience. What have I actually experienced and is it worth trying to experience it? And so one of the things I had a bit of an aha moment about last week was just how little words mean. The words I'm saying now, how little they actually mean if they can't form a picture in my head. You know, to say a bunch of things just don't really sink in. You know when it feels like someone's just talked at you for an hour and you come away and you've got a feeling from something they've said, but you can't really remember what they've said. It just hasn't really fitted into your environment or in your understanding. Makes me wonder why we ever got away from hieroglyphics in the Egyptian time, all those pictures. That would have made all of our lives a lot easier. But my thinking of the whole situation comes back to school and how much we've been indoctrinated. That's an interesting word. So how much they've driven into our brains that we have to learn in a certain way. Words, classrooms, boards, you know, all of that stuff, if you imagine back to that, some people may find that quite traumatic, is not a great situation, and it didn't make a lot of us feel very good. And I think what I learned last week was pictures mean everything. And, you know, you might say, hey, that seems really obvious or really simple. You know, something can seem obvious, but it doesn't mean you act on it. I know if I go to the gym for an hour and a half a day, I will be fitter, at least. Doesn't mean I do it. So the human condition is knowing of things but not doing them for your own benefit, as we can all probably agree. But what I decided to do last night, and I've been trying the last couple of days along with the challenge from yesterday, has been to start to use pictures more, to start to get back into visualization. Now I used to use it and I did it for a while and it was successful, but what I find at least is things I can do something that's valuable for myself for a while, and then I just let it slide. It just disappears. It doesn't actually stick around. And maybe it's because I don't value it enough. Maybe it's because I just swap to the next thing, which is probably the case. But I think it takes until you have that realization moment of, wow, that worked, or wow, okay, I can see why this works. You know, the why is so important to us. If we don't understand why, we just don't do things. You know, it comes down to, if you imagine a school child fighting with their parents for an hour why they shouldn't do their homework when they could have done their homework in 30 minutes. It's because they didn't understand why. And they can't see the value in it. And so it's the same thing with this. If you can't see the value, you're probably not going to do it. So in my opinion, what I've learned from this is the secret is to start in real small steps and get some real clear wins. You know, not wins that are going to change your life, but you're going to start to practice. So let me give you some examples. For me, what I've realized recently is I've gone into a bit of a survival mode, in the fact that I want to survive. The world is hard sometimes. You know, I want to bring in enough money to survive. I want to make my life easy. And I've been doing that for a while, to be honest, trying to hide away a little bit. And I haven't let myself dream the way, you know, I haven't let myself dream outside of my comfort zone, you know, for fear of it being too hard, maybe, for not understanding. Like, I think it's more not understanding the steps to get there. When you've gone through so much repeated, I guess I'd call it micro failure, so you're failing repeatedly, no matter how hard you tell yourself it's part of life and you put up posts about it, it's not easy. You know, you get beaten down, and there are days where you're just like, oh, what's the point? I need a break from thinking or being me. And so, you know, you stop doing these things, and they just kind of leave you. and they let you leave you to yourself, and you kind of carry on and you keep going forward, but you know you're avoiding a bunch of stuff. So I haven't really let myself want, is what I'm trying to say. So I've said to myself, okay, I'm going to start to visualize. I'm actually going to start to use this visual brain, and I'm going to force myself to do it. I'm not going to get lost in my thoughts and say, oh, I could be doing something else more important, because we all know that runs through our head. Whenever we try and do something for ourselves, we go, oh, but I could be doing this. Oh, should I wash the dishes? Should I be doing this in work? I've got to start actually deciding this is valuable enough to do, and it's going to be the game changer. And I'll give you a couple of examples. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to look, like, I haven't had a new car in ages, and I've kind of let those dreams go. I just go, oh, I don't want to work out how to pay for it. I don't want to do this. Oh, what will it cost me? Will there be servicing? Do I really want it? All these questions, just all these text word-based questions run through my head. Instead of me just trusting that I can visualize it and keep visualizing it, and I can let everything else fall into place. Because, you know, if I'm honest, I probably know how to get one. I probably know how to earn the money to do it. I do feel I know all these things. I just can't usually pull them together for something. And I personally, and I don't know about everyone, some things I'm motivated for, but a lot of things I'm not. I don't let myself be motivated. And I feel this is part of that puzzle. So I've started looking at a VW Golf. I'm not sure if you know what that is, a Volkswagen Golf. There's one out there. I had a look online. I found some pictures. I can see myself in it. I can see myself sitting in the driver's seat. I'm spending a bit of time every day looking at that and going, that's what I want. And this is as much a test. I do want one. It's as much a test to prove to myself that with a bit of work and thought, I can create this and see how my brain finds the solution. Because I know it's a smart little cookie. It'll do the work. And I think we all are in that respect. Is we've got to kind of trust the mind to do its thing, but we've got to make sure we direct it, because it's very easy to forget to direct where you want to go. You kind of let the world make your decisions for you. So I've started visualizing that. The second type of visualization I've started trying again is changing things in the now. So when I get, you know, I get really overwhelmed by feeling. You know, a lot of us will struggle with emotional control. Like, it just kind of, we might not even call it those words. And this is something I'm learning. Everyone has very different definitions of things. Words really don't all match together. So you're going to have to kind of, I'll try and explain some of these words more of what I mean by them. And it's when that feeling comes over you that feels like it's giving you all this energy to do something that's going to hurt you in the long run. And you can't always see it in the moments, but you can usually see it afterwards and you go, why did I do that? But you've had so much energy to do it, you couldn't stop yourself. And it's usually, you know, in my opinion, it's a safety mechanism, or it's just a trained skill. A trained skill is probably the word, a trained trait. But it's really hard in the moment to change it. Like, I really struggle, or I have struggled. And last night, I'm going to give you an example. So I was coming home from a friend's house. We'd already eaten dinner. We had had a small dinner. It was okay. It was, you know, it was a nice dinner. You know, I was still hungry. And my mind just went KFC. You know, that came to mind. And I know what happened. I automatically pictured it. I pictured everything about it. It was such an automatic picture process. I didn't really see a lot of the pictures, but I knew what it was doing. And I got that feeling. And I was like, oh, that's, you know, it's a waste of money. I don't really need it. I'm not that hungry. I could do something else. And then as I'm driving to KFC, because it autopilots you in, you know, your brain just literally takes control of you, or your whole body just seems to go towards those pictures. I actually took a moment and actually started to try and imagine myself fit and healthy, and try and tone it down a bit. So I ended up actually stopping, going to buy a bag of chips instead. Now, that's not the perfect end answer, I understand, but it was a massive downgrade. We're talking it cost me 15-20% of what the other thing would have cost, probably less. It was a lot less food, which is always a bonus. But what I was amazed at is I could change the energy. And a lot of the time I can't. A lot of the time I feel like I can't. when I'm talking to myself going, why am I doing this? What am I doing? You know, words, 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 words. And it just doesn't work. So when I was actually visualizing myself, like I could see my chest pumped out and, you know, where it has been in the past, I can see myself in the mirror from a time when I was fit. You know, I started to try and imagine that and go, what could I do differently? You know, and started to let the pictures kind of come that were positive, or the pictures that would take me to that. And my mind started throwing pictures up that were other options. And it actually gave me a bit of energy behind them. Gave me enough energy when I was at like the traffic lights, and I could have gone straight, but I went left instead, which was that option. I had enough energy to make that decision. And like, I know it seems so insane to say this to some people. Some people will go, what are you talking about? But I think this community understands what I mean when this energy comes over you and you just don't know how to change it. And it's frustrating and it drives you into the ground sometimes. And you're just like, why do I keep doing this to myself? But this time it was different. You know, I managed to get out. I managed to change it. And I'm not saying I can change it every time. I'm not saying I'm going to remember to change it every time. I'm not sure I want to change it every time. But I showed myself and gave myself an experience where my visualizations gave me power and emotional energy, which is what I needed. And that's what I struggle with, you know. So I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you because I think we all struggle with that at some point in some format. Some things were better than others. Some people, some dyslexics, et cetera, are really fit and strong and healthy. Others aren't. Some are very financially wealthy but fat. You know, we're all different in what the challenges we struggle with are. So I just thought I'd share that of my experience because I know that's what I think, or that's what I believe people are after. That's what I would want. And I also want to be able to share my story with myself because it's a good reminder. I want to keep doing this. I want to be held accountable to myself. I want to have to tell you guys in a couple of weeks I've done it more. I've got more experiences because the only thing that embeds it is more experiences. So I'm going to start becoming Egyptian in my head, use more pictures, the hieroglyphics, and I'm just not going to listen to my words quite as much as I have. I'm just going to let those words disappear from time to time. I'm just going to allow my brain to imagine. So, hope you guys have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow.